Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, March 22nd. A little bit better across the board overnight with wheat taking the lead. Let's first take a look at corn. We've got May finishing up a penny and a half at 376 and a half. December also up a penny and a half at 398 and a quarter. A couple of corrective days here after the recent 20-cent drop in the corn. Taking a look at wheat, also correcting after their 50 to 70 cent drops over the last week or so. We've got Chicago May up 4¾ cents at 458 and a quarter. Kansas City May up 6½ cents at 472. Minneapolis up 3¾ cents at 593. Taking a look at soybeans, we've got May up 3/4 of a cent at 1030 and a half. November down 1/4 cent at 1026. Soybeans had rebounded over the last couple days a little bit ahead of the corn and the wheat, so those two products catching up, it seems, as we head into next week's planting intentions and quarterly stocks report. We will also have Informa this morning releasing their updated acreage estimates. Rabobank sees Argentina's soybean production falling below 40 million metric tons. That versus their previous estimate around 46 million and the USDA's recent estimate at 47 million metric tons. Forecasts are calling for Argentina to be a bit drier in the 6 to 10 days after their recent rains. And in the plains, forecasts call for some decent rains over the southeastern third of the belt. However, there is not very good consensus on whether or not the southwestern portion will get any rain. We'll have to keep an eye on that as things move forward. On a housekeeping note, the export sales this morning were delayed until tomorrow morning. And outside markets, we've got the dollar trading just up 3 points here at 89.40. Crude oil down 46 cents a barrel at 67.41. And we've got the stock market taking a beating here in pre-opening trade, down about 300 points. It appears that there were about $50 billion in tariffs announced this morning by the White House. Not sure of the exact details on that. Stock market not reacting too well to that, and we will have to see on the opening if we get any kind of reaction out of the ag markets, as China has been posturing that they will be responding in kind and maybe directing their return fire at agricultural exports from the U.S. So again, we will have to see how that response comes out. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.